This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Government has approved the continuation of the integrated Pradhan Mantri Annadata Aaya Sanrakshan Abhiyan PM Asha scheme during the 15th Finance Commission cycle up to 2025-26. With this decision, the government has also allowed the procurement of Toor, Urad and Masoor pulses under price support scheme equivalent to 100% of the production of the state for the procurement year 2024-25. It will help in farmers' contribution to enhancement of domestic production of pulses and to reduce the dependence on imports. A new episode of Pariksha Pe Charcha 2025 will be released today. In this episode, several toppers of different boards and examinations will share their thoughts and tips to school students on beating exam stress, anxiety and staying chill under pressure. Sharing the upcoming video on his social media platform, the Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, in this Pariksha Pe Charcha episode, exam warriors will share their experiences of how they have successfully overcome exam stress and anxiety. The Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology will release the Digital Brand Identity Manual, DBIM, in New Delhi today as part of its efforts to bring uniformity across government websites and digital platforms. The DBIM defines key elements of a consistent digital identity, including visual identities. These identities are as logos, color palettes, typography and imagery, as well as verbal identities like brand voice, messaging frameworks and taglines. The ministry said that the primary objective of the DBIM is to create a unified and consistent digital brand for the Government of India. To mark this milestone, first Chief Information Commissioners CIO Conference 2025 will be also held today in New Delhi. India's total exports during April-January 2024-25 logged a growth of 7.21% as compared to the same period in the last fiscal. On the other hand, total imports during April-January in current fiscal registered a growth of 8.96%. As per the Ministry of Commerce and Industries data released yesterday, total exports during the reported period is estimated at around $683 billion, while imports estimated at around $770 billion. As per the data, merchandise exports during April to January in current fiscal were at around $359 billion, while merchandise imports for the same period were at around $602 billion. Merchandise trade deficit during this period was at around $243 billion. India's smartphone exports surged by 140% in January compared to the same month last year, reaching a record 25,000 crore rupees. This remarkable growth was driven by tech giants Apple and Samsung, who ramped up overseas shipments from their Indian supply chains. From April to January of the current financial year, total smartphone exports have touched 1.55 lakh crore rupees, representing a 56% increase over the corresponding figure of 99,120 crore rupees in the same period last year. The Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, arrived in New Delhi last evening on a 2 days official visit. He was accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials and a business delegation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi received Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani at the airport. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar also held bilateral talks with Emir Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani in New Delhi. Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani will be accorded a ceremonial welcome at the forecourt of Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Senior American and Russian officials, including the country's top diplomats, will hold talks in Saudi Arabia today on improving their ties and negotiating an end to the war in Ukraine. The talks mark another step by the Trump administration to reverse U.S. policy on isolating Russia. The Kremlin has said it would be the most significant meeting between the sides since Moscow's military operation in Ukraine nearly 3 years ago. In the Women's Premier League 2025, defending champions Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB defeated Delhi Capitals by 8 wickets at Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara last evening. Chasing 142 runs, Royal Challengers Bangalore made 146 for 2 in 16.2 overs, with skipper Smriti Mandhana making 81 runs and Daniel Vyat Hodge scoring 42 runs. Earlier, RCB won the toss and opted to bowl. Batting first, Delhi Capitals were bowled out for just 141 runs in 19.3 overs. Jemima Rodriguez with 34 and Sara Bryce with 23 were the top scorer for Delhi Capitals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.